I'm being perceived.
Well, I'm just letting our listeners get a clear image of the Zoom call, of the room, you know, the Zoom room.
True. Yeah, we're on a couch right now with
a
dog.
My dog is here.
I'm at my desk. I sit here all day, and I don't leave here. Got a fancy mechanical keyboard. You know, I got this mic stand. I got anime booty mouse pad. I got a laptop stand, and these are the things that give me happiness these days, is having an organized, nice, homey desk setup and consuming all these good home products that make me feel more comfortable sitting in my room all day.
Yes, content.
Yes. So anyways, I guess we should get back into the music. You know, we're about an hour into our show now. It's around 5 a.m. It's pretty much the morning. Shout out to Yabuno if you're listening. I know you are. And thank you, by the way, for that t-shirt you gave me. Anyone listening right now, check out Rustaline JRT for the highest quality clothing that you can find on the market. Amazing designs, amazing textiles, and made by an amazing person. Rastafari Yabuno. That's all I really got to say. Chris, you had to interject, so I'll let you say something real quick.
I don't even remember what my interjection was, but
I'll show you the shirt as soon as we get into the music.
Shout out Rustaline JRT.
Shout out Rustaline JRT. Just buy it. Hit him up.
I can't wait to cop.
It's on Instagram at Rustaline JRT. Yabuno. Anyways, it's about 5 in the morning now, so we should get back into the music, you know. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers at 5 in the morning. So here's the song Rides Through the Morning by Michael Now.
And if I'm in spring,
fish and pie. This feeling always, 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 always comes to mind. Every time you touch the song, back to my soul. Alas, the ship rides to the morning.
Yeah. Just text me, say she coming home. And when she reach, she want me fit turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo. Yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration. Yeah, that's the positive vibes we keep creating. Yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul. No, they're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still, when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly, she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, ooh yeah.
Tell Roby your name, provide words to her, setting your body aflame. Ooh, you off the chain, I'm handling your terrain, your valley has me standing down to the follicle. About half of this bottle full of reasons for us to ball, calming violations and travel vacations, huh? Place on your fancy bra, go take them vestments off. Skin in my lips involve, I'm licking a place to soul. Jedi.
Is this enough? Is it an issue if I make you nut? But there's no quality time, cause I forever grind. This is not an excuse, I just wanna get loose. That's old nigga jargon. Girl, you're making me harden to a stone or granite statue. I'm prone to get at you. It's hard to break your defense. I guess I have to leap fence and scale wall and break fall on a tree right by your window. Reward me for my efforts by rolling this endo. As I nibble your neck naughtily, sex is a big part of me. Agencies want to audit me, searching, snooping for sodomy. My thrust bust artery. I know you're onto me, just wanna have shenanigans. No one to make you mad again. So focus on the flattery you feel when I fling it. Acknowledge that I got it and you love it when I bring it. Dirty talk loudly, saying fuck this shit. At the queen's request, if it's gotta be, it's gotta be. Is this enough? Is this enough love?
They call Montreal Real City, Mount Real, whichever you like. Let's go. What you wondering? 5-1. Montreal is my city, carried on my back. Expo logo buried in my hat, evidence shirt to match. Posted on the corner, cause of my persona, they think I'm serving crack. I'm from where young dudes stay strapped, and the signs don't reach stop. It's spelling out a rat, don't got no yellow cabs. The city of the scams and fuck cops. Red, white, blue for the Habs. Riot when the chance. Yeah. Get the SWAT team in 04. They took our baseball team. It's a shame. Yeah. But just to make up in 09 pigskin, we took the Grey Cup. Montreal mean, yo. Shooters, no free throw. Advise you to keep your arm. Tony Calvillo. Yeah, no. But I'ma rep it till doomsday. Till then, I'ma bring hell to the streets. I'm on Boucher. 514. What you wondering? 514. In my hometown, we put bricks in our weed. 38 in our waist and a cig up our sleeve. Toolies on deck, a buddy strap. Got you a vest, don't think you halak. Yeah, niggas to the max. But since Harper's second term, niggas getting 3 years for the gas.
True stories.
Yeah, it's whack. But we gotta live, never see results but taxes. We gotta give perks. DG to V, up to the Vic, E-dub-S, DC, not where Obama is. It's the city of hate, province, not a state. Lot of contenders, the top still awaits. Always watching the Jakes and the snakes trying to leave me like Rizzuto out of my face. I'm hearing cats saying they gon' get me then. Just know I'm training a bus like the STM, man.
514. What you wondering? What you wondering?
514. CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at sometime in the morning. I'm not really sure what time it is since we're pre-recording the show and I kind of lose track a lot of the time. This episode, by the way, is sponsored by Rust-Align JRT. Wear it. That's all.
Wear it. Live it. Do
wear
it.
Wear it. Live it. Do it. Yabuno. Rust-Align JRT. Check it out on Instagram. So anyways, we're here on William Shatner's Whiskey Tears. We actually just listened to an old track that gives me some nostalgia. I was showing it to my friends Chris and Tessa from Chicago. It's a song all about Montreal, if you didn't pick up on it. It's called Hometown by Boy Blue. And yeah, the reason we put it on, I guess, to give some context to our listeners, is we were talking about public transport. I'm currently working on a research paper on free public transit and the benefits of it. And Chris was telling me, Chris, what were you telling me?
Oh boy. A couple different things, but talking about the stigma against people who don't have cars in this country and just the dangerous hard-on that people have for cars here. A situation arose recently where me and my partner Tessner here.
Tessner.
We were a bit too you know, right. just not in the right frame of mind to be behind the wheel of a vehicle, and we recognize that because we're responsible individuals. We had just been enjoying, you know, a romp about in our local forest, and you know, we recognized, okay, maybe now is not the best time to be behind a large steel box. So we were walking around, but a lot of places here in America are not walkable at all. So it looked pretty weird to people. We got some weird looks, and the weirdest of all of those looks was a Cadillac Escalade full of what seemed to be teenage boys. One with his entire torso out the window, hanging to the mounting racks on top, and then two hanging out of the trunk, holding on also to, you know, to the back hatch. And they screamed to me that I'm not treating that woman right. And
actually, they screamed to me, he's not treating me right.
See, key difference there. They were appealing to her to try to get her in the car.
I see.
So the underlying implication being there that because we were walking anywhere, because we were using our feet, I was abusing my woman.
We just got Panda Express. So
what in this story led us to put on Hometown by Boy Blue?
You said that. So I mentioned that I recently listened to a song by an artist that I have positive feelings towards, but he used taking the bus as kind of a dig at people below him. Was kind of an insult, and you said that that reminded you of a song where taking the bus is glorified, as it should be.
Yeah, and that was, I guess, Hometown by Boy Blue, who says, just know I'm taking the bus like the SDM men to celebrate our wonderful mass transit system that we have in Montreal called the STM. Shout out to Boy Blue for knowing what's real and being a numbtot rapper deep down, even before.
Shout out to the numbtots. Shout out to the 24 bus, Sherbrooke.
Thank you, numbtots.
I miss you so much.
Yo, man, he was a numbtot. Oh my god, what is happening? Where is this music coming from? I don't know where this is coming from. Hold on, there's music coming out of my computer. Do you hear it?
No, I'm not hearing anything. So at first it just sounded like
Big Papa by Biggie Smalls
playing in your head.
Yeah, it was playing out of my headphones, but I'll give our listeners some context. It was Big Papa by Biggie Smalls being played.
Oh, nice.
With accompanied saxophone as well. I could put it on right now to give an example of what I was listening to.
Oh.
Neat moment. It was on Reddit. /r/ I think it was on Next Fucking Level. Yeah, here it is. Listen to this. Hold up. You could keep your mic on, Chris. I want your reaction.
Why? Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Lisa Simpson.
Yeah, some real Lisa Simpson vibes. Yeah, it was on the front page of Reddit. I don't know why it started playing in my headphones randomly because I didn't have it open even, so it's kind of strange.
Intrusive.
Yeah, very intrusive. I don't know who is, using my computer and playing these sounds.
I had the thought ages ago when I first became familiar with Biggie Smalls as a preteen, that Justin Bieber kind of ripped off that line, the baby, baby.
In his song, baby, although, baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you really rip off
the word baby?
Yeah.
But just the twice. It
there's
twice.
Another song that goes like, ooh, baby, baby.
Nah, 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 nah.
So, you know, there's a lot of songs that say baby multiple times.
You know, you guys are making a point here. I'm just relaying to you the half-baked thought of like a 12-year-old who was listening to Biggie Smalls for the first time and who hated Justin Bieber with a passion and wanted to find something to back it up with.
You were definitely jealous.
That's what they told me. I didn't believe it until recently.
Try look within and find out why you hated Justin Bieber.
I've recognized.
Because he's an excellent dancer.
I've recognized in hindsight that like I was trying to form an identity based off of things that I didn't like rather than things that I liked. And that's only going to cause you pain. But I was but a boy. And so I thought that I had to shit on Disney Channel and High School Musical and all the like to be able to, you know, have my own personality. But that's not the case. I can just be indifferent to these things or accepting.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to be accepting or indifferent rather than have those negative feelings foster and build up inside of you.
Absolutely. That's
it's always better to exhibit either acceptance or, you know, you just got to accept things, you know, even if you don't like Justin Bieber, you just got to accept that he exists. You can't really hate him for being who he is.
I'm not going to put energy towards hating him. He's on his own journey.
Exactly. We're all on our own journey. Justin
I
Bieber.
Think he, like, somebody oh, made a strong case that he was sending some intense messages in the Yummy video. I don't think we want to get into this.
No, I don't think we do.
Okay. I think we might have already gotten into this. This might have been a whole other episode of Whiskey Tears.
It might be, actually, because I do actually remember watching this video. Yes, we did watch this
video.
Yeah,
we did a live deep dive.
It was like about
of it.
Like pedophilia.
Yeah, okay, let's not even do it. So yeah. I'm not going to discredit Justin or any of his craftsmanship because he's on a journey and he has a history of trauma as well, most likely.
Most likely, knowing the industry. So on a brighter note, we should get back into the music. given that our show only has about 15 minutes left in it.
Wow.
Wow.
Time flies.
Whoa. Said that at the same time. Well, on a brighter note, I'm going to play a song by Chick Corea, who passed away 2 days ago. It's not really a brighter note, but it's a note of sorts.
Chick a series Corea, of notes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a series of dark notes, I guess. Chick Corea. You know who Chick Corea is?
Yeah, avant-garde.
Yeah, jazz.
Okay. Yeah.
Like an avant-garde jazz dude, you know, super good, super talented, keyboardist, band leader, really iconic modern day jazz artist, passed away. I don't really know why. I don't remember the reason, but I guess we might as well dedicate a song to him. So, yeah, that's all I really want to say. R.I.P. So I guess let's get into it. What do you say?
Send it.
Okay, cool. Well, you're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears at some time in the morning. CKUT 90.3 FM. And here's Spain by Chicoria.
Thank you. play it faster.
It's too fast.
Not much to look at, nothing to see. Happy I'm living and I'm lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way. Can't raise a dollar, can't save a cent. She'd never holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kinda funny. Slave for me every day. She'd be so much better off if I went away. But how can I leave her? How can I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's kind of funny that way.
About to hear Mr. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. CKUT 90.3 FM.
The simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask, and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
And joyful morning, gorgeous souls. You are listening to Estás Escuchando, Vous Écoutez, a multilingual affair on CKUT 90.3 FM.